This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday hundreds of thousands of people were without normal access to drinking water a day after the rupture of the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. From his Twitter account, Zelensky said the destruction of the dam was absolutely deliberate, and he blamed Russian forces and further accused Russia of not acting to help those living in areas under Russian control now dealing with the effects of the flooding. Russia claims it was Ukrainian shelling that destroyed the dam. Speaking remotely via a video call at a ministerial meeting for the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris Wednesday, Ukraine Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal called the destruction of the dam a crime against humanity for the devastation it has caused.
The hydroelectric power station has been irreversibly destroyed and is beyond repair. However, the greater harm and future threat posed by the Russian act of terror lies in the ecological devastation it inflicts upon the south of Ukraine. Dozens of towns and villages will struggle with the issue of potable water supply. Water provision to the irrigation system of southern regions will cease, leading to drought and crop failures.
German and U.S. officials said Wednesday Germany is preparing to host the biggest air deployment exercise in NATO's history, a show of force intended to impress allies and potential adversaries. Speaking to reporters in Berlin Wednesday, U.S. Ambassador to Germany Amy Gutmann said the size of the exercise is impressive.
I would defy anyone not to be impressed by the unity, by the strength, and by how prepared not only we are today, but by showing how prepared we are today, how clear it is that you should never, ever underestimate the strength and the spirit of this alliance.
The exercises begin next week. This is VOA News. Pope Francis.